there's a board, a group of people, I guess, that serve on the board that are they're pretty passionate. You know, we're all pretty pretty excited about camp and reviewed the year, and I think it was a sense of, I guess, normalcy, if that's the right word, after kind of coming off COVID and getting things back up and running and having lots of kids out there. And so the board was pretty excited for the year in review and looking forward to the summer to come.
I have to ask here, A, really how important annual meetings are from your perspective, and B, you mentioned about, you know, that sense of normality coming out of COVID. Just how jazzed are board members to have a, I guess, what folks would call a normal year?
They're pretty darn excited. You know, I think you can, when you talk to a lot of these individuals, you can get a real sense of their passion for the kids and to provide a good environment for them, but also to keep them safe. So I think back to those meetings that took place around the COVID time, I guess you might say, but you know, there was concern, and they wanted to do what was best for the kids and their health. And so I think now, coming back at full steam, you know, talking about possibility of increasing some enrollment or adding some more numbers to camp. And so I think to get back into that routine is a great thing, and the further we get away from that, the better.
And Steve Blocker, Camp Alexander board member, with us on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE. It is 729, 36 degrees here this morning. Well, Steve, you mentioned bounce back year. I know we've been talked to a couple of representatives of Camp Alexander last year, and they were very pleased with the way the year went last year. The numbers were good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were real good. And you know, like I said, it's just an opportunity to provide a good service to youth. And when the numbers are good, everything's great. You know, so everyone's in a good mood. And so to get that back, I think, is it's just a real sense of relief.
Now, were you pretty much full for all your weeks of camp? And if so, or even if you were close to full, I think you were.
Yeah.
How do you expand? What do you do to expand the numbers?
You know, it's just some chatter, some conversation, a little bit about that last night. And you know, Juan Ramirez, one of the directors, you know, he mentioned briefly about the possibility of adding some more, or they could handle a few more. You know, maybe adding some counselor positions if possible. And so, nothing in great detail, I think, at this point from the meetings, but just some optimism there. So I thought that was a real good thing, you know, because like you said, it was full, you know, and so to get more kids out there and provide that service to community members is just tremendous, and it gives you a sense of the motivation and the passion that the members have, I think, that they want more kids out there.
Steve Blocker with the Camp Alexander board joining us here on KVOE's Newsmaker segment today. Steve, for folks that may have forgotten, reintroduce us to Camp Alexander. We know where it is, but tell us what's out there right now at the camp.
Yeah, it's a day camp for youth. It's got a great history to it. It started, you know, years ago, I think, with, I think it's E.J. Alexander. And, you know, just wanted to do something for the kids, and got put out, I think it's on 90 acres just outside of town. You know, and it's just it's something that a lot of local community members use for childcare during the summer. But it provides opportunities for kids to get outside and learn about the outdoors. They do fishing. There's a fish fry over the summer, lots of games, activities. It's just a great thing, you know, so it runs in the summer months. There are some opportunities that people will rent it. They'll rent the facility for different activities, but it's open year-round. The trails, there are unbelievable trails for mountain biking and for hiking, and so community members can use it all the time. I know we take our kids out there pretty frequently, so it's a great spot.
Steve Blocker. Well, Steve, if people want more information about Camp Alexander, what's coming up this summer, when the weekly camps will be, how can they get that information?
The best way is, you know, social media. So we have a Facebook page. They've talked about setting a date of late March or early April to begin some registration. So that's what Annette Legaco, the chair, she mentioned, you know, follow the Facebook page. There's a website as well. But most of the information gets updated pretty regularly via the Facebook page, and you can get everything you need to know right there.
Any addition? I know Ron was kind of mentioning here about the schedule, but any additions as far as equipment or maybe other improvements that are coming to the camp this year?
No, there's been a tremendous amount of improvements this past year. Just driven by the passion from the board members as well as community support. You know, we've added docks, we've added structures. I mean, we've had so many great groups come out and volunteer everything from just trail upkeep and maintenance to just kind of getting rid of some of the older areas that just aren't needed anymore. So we're pretty grateful for that, as well as pretty excited, you know, putting an aerator in the pond. So just getting good maintenance to keep the camp up, modern, safe, and well-functioning, and provide that service for the kids. So it's pretty impressive stuff all around.
Good deal. Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us here today, giving us the refreshed perspective on Camp Alexander, and looking forward to seeing what you guys have coming up here later this year.
That's great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You betcha. You too.
Steve Locker, Camp Alexander Board of Directors, and of course, you know, Steve too is the head track and field coach at Emporia State.
Doing a great job there too. So
absolutely.
Want to let you know that a lot of our Newsmaker 2 slots for next week are filling in, but the Newsmakers, we're kind of in the rare spot where basically next week is wide open. So we'll be filling that here shortly. If you want to get one of those Newsmaker slots, including the one Monday, and you are up and ready to contact me now, go right ahead. 620-342-1400 will get you on the list. And again, Newsmaker 2 slots, 820 as well on KVW and KVW.com.
Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House, 734, 35 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities?